Bill Ricca, head football coach Dwayne Sigsbury, is joining us here to talk about his team. And they're at Lynn English on Friday night. And Coach Sigsbury, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to be talking with you tonight.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on. Thank you so much.
Well, Coach, your team, you're in that Merrimack Valley, very tough league, night in and night out. And I understand that when you come into Lynn English on Friday night, you'll have a few more players back in your lineup that have been out for a while.
Yeah, that'll be the first time in 3 weeks that we'll be at full strength, which is good. It's you know, it's been great. We've had some younger guys. We started last week. We started 5 sophomores, you know, in a playoff game and won. So, you know, we're ecstatic for how well those kids played. And, you know, we're also looking forward to getting those guys back that have been missing. So it's made us a deeper football team, which is a good thing.
Can you, if you were a scout and you watched one of your games and you looked at the offense, what players would you single out right away and saying, we've got to keep an eye on these top three guys or whatever it might be?
Yeah, well, we have, you know, 3 running backs, Ryan and Pat Quinn, they're twin brothers. They're just about 5'11", a little bit under 6 feet. They're 225-pound kids, and they're big and physical. And then our other tailback, Cliff Lewis, is 6 feet, and he's 235 pounds. So we have big opposing backs that, you know, are physical, and, you know, teams have trouble tackling them all for 4 quarters.
Yeah. Now, do you throw the ball much?
We can throw the ball, but we've been successful running it. So, you know, we haven't thrown it as much as we have, you know, the past 2 years. But we definitely have the ability to do it with our quarterback, Tommy Landry. He does a good job, and we have some pretty good skill kids as wide receivers, and Morgan Mulcahy and Kevin Kennedy. So it's a good mix. It's a good blend to have.
Gotcha. Now, on the defensive side, if kind of the same type of question. What players would people notice right away if they watched a few series with your team?
They definitely notice Mickey Ricard, the defensive end, and number 2, Morgan Mulcahy, and then also the 2 Quinn brothers, as both inside linebackers. They're very good.
Gotcha. Tell me about the season. You know, ups, highs, lows, that kind of thing. Tell me about the Bill Ricca season.
Yeah, you know, we started off, you know, the season with a win over Burlington, and then we played Andover, and we fumbled the ball a couple times, ended up losing 22-14, and then we went on. We beat Drakeford, beat North Andover. And we played Central Catholic, and they're just a very, very good, very good team. I mean, they could beat Everett, to be honest with you. They're that talented this year, and you know, we were winning 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and we ended up losing 42-14. So it just was, you know, they were a better football team. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
And then we played great football, and then we, you know, lost those kids. You know, for the last 3 weeks, we lost to Tewksbury 27-6, and we had the early lead 6-0, and we were going in to make it 13-14-0, and we fumbled. So we've had a couple of games where we put the ball on the ground, which is something we work hard on with ball security. So, you know, it was tough to swallow, but the kids have battled back. You know, the kids have come back healthy, and they're really ready to go. We've had a great week of practice, and the kids are looking forward to it. We know we're going in as the underdog. You know, with Lynn English being 8-0 and being ranked ahead of us. But we're just looking to go play, and hopefully by the fourth quarter it's within reach and we can pull it out.
Coach, maybe a last final question for you. When you look at Lynn English, and I'm sure you've seen a little bit of them, how do you see the matchup between your two clubs?
I think that they're very well coached on defense. You know, usually city teams aren't as disciplined and you know, do as good a job on the defensive side of the ball. And I think on offense, they're very explosive. They can spread you out and throw the ball and run their quarterback and their running back. They can also line up with 2 tight ends and 2 wing backs and pound you. You know, I'm impressed with, you know, their offensive lineman, number 73. I don't have his name off the top of my head, but I think he's one of the best around. He's very active, and he does a great job getting off the ball, and he's good on defense, so. They're definitely a very, very good team, and the reason why they're 8-0 is because they're well coached and they have a lot of good athletes and they play hard.
Well, Coach, anything else about the Billerica team that I should have asked you about that I didn't ask you about to share with us?
No, just that, you know, that we have an opportunity on Thanksgiving to win a share of the league title, which is important to us. And, you know, the kids work extremely hard and they love football in Billerica and, you know, they're blue-collar kids and, you know, they don't back down from anything and they just do everything we ask for them. And I'm just, you know, I'm proud to be their coach and you guys will, you know, see a football team that's going to come out and play hard and put on a good show, and it's going to be a great game between two great teams.
All right. Hold on the line just a second, Coach. That's Coach Dwayne Sigsbury from Billerica High School here on MSO News Sports.